This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Oh, happy holidays and welcome to this week's show. Yes, the World Junior Hockey Championships underway in Montreal and Toronto. 27 WHLers representing their countries in World Junior events. We'll have a look at that. A familiar face taking over in Lethbridge. We'll have more with Peter Anholt as he tries to get the Hurricanes back on track. And the WHL's trade deadline now 2 weeks away. Who's buying? Who's selling? We'll hear from two general managers who are looking to make some additions for the stretch run. The World Junior Tournament taking center stage. Canada has 10 WHLers representing their country. The USA, a pair. Chase DeLeo, the Portland Winterhawks, and Brandon Carlo of the Tri-City Americans. As for WHL teams represented, the Kelowna Rockets and Portland Winterhawks lead the way with three players each at the event. 15 of the 22 WHL teams have at least one player at a World Junior event, including the now completed Division 1 Group A tournament in Italy and the Division 1 Group B tournament in Hungary. In Montreal, Canada looking to the WHL to help its leadership group, naming former Edmonton Oil King on loan from the Ottawa Senators, Curtis Lazar, as team captain.
It's a special honor, and being around the guys for only a couple days, I know we have an awesome group here. And in saying that, I mean, it's just a letter. And my expectation is, I mean, every single one of us are going to lead in our own way. And, I mean, to be successful, that's going to have to take place.
Lazar is one of the returning players hoping to make good on last year's fourth place finish.
I was disappointed with how we played last year and the result we got. And second chances don't come around too often.
Sam Reinhart also named an alternate captain for the tournament. Meanwhile, between the pipes, Tri-City Americans goaltender Eric Comrie is hoping to get his chance to shine. There's no doubt wearing the Canadian jersey is fulfilling a long-term goal. He has fond memories of the tournament.
Ever since the age of five, I mean, I remember watching World Juniors. I think the biggest moment that stands out for me is when Carey Price made that shootout save against USA. I think ever since then, he became my favorite goalie, and that was my dream to sit along, to stand on the blue line and watch the Canadian flag get raised up.
And we'll have a complete recap of the tournament coming up in next week's show. Good luck to all players representing the WHL.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
He's coached nearly 1,000 games in the WHL in Prince Albert, Seattle, Red Deer, and Kelowna, but hasn't been behind a WHL bench since the spring of 2007. But Peter Anholt is back after big changes in Lethbridge. The veteran coach takes over the Hurricanes bench and general manager duties. Promoted from his role of assistant GM, Anholt knows there is a lot of work ahead of him to get the Hurricanes into the mix once again.
It's not a good situation, there's no doubt about that, but I think, John, I'm here for one reason, and that's the kids. I mean, I didn't need it, and certainly hadn't thought of coaching or, you know, in that situation, and yet I really felt that we were shortchanging the kids of what was going on, and that's really the bottom line, and if I can hopefully make a bit of a difference over the next while, at least to finish off this year, and then we'll kind of sort it out from there, that's really the bottom line, John, and that is the only thing.
You said in an interview that you had to pretty much dust off and go find your coaching drill book because it's been since 07 since you coached. I thought that was an interesting comment.
Yeah, it's true. I really hadn't, you know, you get the coaching bug the odd time, but over time it kind of fades. And but, you know, now I'm back into it, and, you know, it's funny how it's, you know, I was a little rusty in that first practice, but you know, you get going and you start to feel pretty comfortable and confident. And so it's kind of like riding a bike, like you might say. But for the most part, you know, the kids have been really good. The coaching staff's been awesome. You know, we've kind of filled some different roles as far as for the GM position and helping me out. So, you know, overall, everybody's been pretty good.
You jump into the situation. What do you do as a coach to get these guys going? Do you change systems? Do you let them play? I'm sure it's a real difficult scenario to take over a bench mid-season and try to get them to play a certain way. Or do you just turn them loose here for a little bit and find out a little bit more about the group?
Tinker a little bit. I think we've basically left a lot of things the same. But, you know, I've implemented a couple things that I felt were important. And there's a couple non-negotiables for me as a coach with their players. And they know that. And you know, really it's about accountability. It's about being accountable to each other, or being accountable to me being accountable to them, and preparing them to play and work harder. Like, we all have to work harder. And I think the bottom line is, it's been too easy to point the finger at the players here. I think we as a staff have to maybe look at ourselves and say, what have we done? You know, what can we do better, and make decisions and take that to another level. It's going to be a long road back to respectability for this organization, and it's not going to be quick. And we're going to have to do a lot of real good things, and we might going to make a mistake, and then we might take a step back. But I think if we work hard at it every day, John, we're going to make some mistakes. I mean, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But at least if we can strive to be the best and strive to be for excellence, at least maybe we can work towards it. And really, that's the bottom line. I think it's really important that we quit pointing the fingers at the players and maybe look at ourselves and look at what we've done.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
All WHL trade deadline less than 2 weeks away. The Kelowna Rockets really kicking off the season, acquiring World Junior defenseman Josh Morrissey from the Prince Albert Raiders in a 5-player plus draft pick swap between clubs. Two teams in the Central Division will be actively looking to add to their team. Kootenai Ice GM Jeff Chenault isn't hiding the fact they're a much different team with Sam Reinhart and Tim Bozon back in their lineup after what was a 3-13 start to the season.
We started off really slow, and it was very frustrating for all of us. I mean, 3-13 to finish the month of October, and since then, obviously, we've played a lot better. But, two players don't make a team, but I think what these two players have is they've put players up front, probably in the lineup where they should be playing, and it's allowed them to have more success as well.
I really like your top six, and I think you probably will think your top six stacks up with everybody. How do you think you match up right now with the Eastern Conference as we get closer to that trade deadline?
We think we can play with any team in the Eastern Conference. I mean, there's question marks with every team. And, we haven't seen the Brandon Wheat Kings, and we won't see them until February. We play all four games in during the month of February against them. But we've played every other team. And, we feel our top four forwards are as good as anything in the league. And when you add in Levi Cable and Zach Zabrowski as complementary players, like you said, that's a pretty good top six. The weakness of our hockey club is defense. And, with those two 20-year-olds that did not return this year, it put us in a big hole. And we've been trying to find a defenseman ever since, and we'll actively be looking for a defenseman at the trade deadline.
And there's been some defensemen thrown around already. The big one was Josh Morrissey that came down to the Kelowna Rockets. That was a big deal. Is that the type of player you're looking to add and make a big splash if you can?
If we can, we'll definitely look at that. We were in the Josh Morrissey sweepstakes. Unfortunately, we didn't get him, and Kelowna did. But, we're looking at all avenues. And, I mean, the problem we face, John, is we have very few bullets in the gun, so to speak. We don't have a first-rounder this year. We don't have a fifth-rounder this year. And we don't have a third-rounder already in 2016. And, you build your team through the Bantam draft, so you got to be cognizant of that and not get too far ahead of yourself. But we would like a puck-moving defenseman, someone that can take some minutes away from the four guys that are playing right now. And, can be the go-to guy if need be in a short-term situation.
The Central Division leaders, the Medicine Hat Tigers, with strong goaltending, a veteran defense, and one of the top lines in the league. Head coach and GM Sean Clouston says they will be looking to bolster their lineup.
I think each year's a little bit different. I don't think we're a seller this year because we have worked ourselves into a real good spot. I think that with some of the injuries, up front, we realize that it's been a lot tougher. You miss one or two guys, and depth is so important at this stage. So, obviously some depth up front. If that's an older player that can play in the top six, that would be unbelievable. But if it's not a top six guy, potentially a top nine guy that just makes us a little bit deeper, able to compete a little bit further into the lineup.
Trade deadline passes January 10th. Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests this week. Enjoy the second half of the WHL season. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.